regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those people who like to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout Kada Kada small small. You're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.
Kwe. Wale pelu change. To bale wale wale mo yesu tanye. Kusokada omo yam wale wale pelu change. Wale.
Now don't carry shoulder down for you, Joe, my baby pa. Oh my, I ring into no one come out for my head. No one come out for my head. I must confess. We need a ruga, family ruga. I think I need to add it to my bio. I'm a singer, I'm a rapper, I'm a performer, I'm a dancer, I'm everything. I know you guys can already feel it in my voice that I'm very excited. Yes, that's right, I'm very excited about today's episode. And even from the title, I know you guys already have a sneak peek into it. Alright guys, it's still me, your favorite Danfo driver, Osebai Naome, Osebai on the wheel. And you already know, ain't it me? Bawoni, Shawa, okay. Are you popping? Are you scum skating everywhere here and there? You know, how are you guys doing? How's your week like? I'm so hyper today. I'm in such a good mood today. And very soon, very, very soon, you guys will find out. Relax. You guys will find out. So as the conversation was going, how are you guys doing? How was your weekend? I hope we were able to be productive. I hope that we are moving on. We are chasing the bag. We are hustling, right? Ain't it me? My people, I want to yam on na Igbo Kwenu. Hey, I see you people at Amazo Mana. Alright now. If you're a first listener, we welcome you to the show. This is how we do right here. Awa gban kankan, awa rin kankan, awa kan shikini, awa kan so Danfo ni o. Alright guys, let's get it together. So, there was this Afa Woli kind of person in our last episode that was, you know, he was snoozing on a keke maruwa, he was sleeping, you know, he went into trance. Let me put it like that, he went into trance and he startled one of my passengers, but it's okay, we let that one pass. As per Afa wearing jalabia, you know, with white cap, full regalia, we let that one pass. If you've not listened to that episode, I think you're snoozing, and if you're snoozing, you're losing, you know that, yeah? So you have to go back to listen to that episode and be sure to be right on track. Alright guys, now I'm going to let the news out of the bag in tiny bits. The reason behind this sweet excitement in my voice, ha, oh my god, see my cheek, the way I am grinning from here to here, my cheek is beginning to pain me because I don't know. Okay guys, let me just tell you, in case you do not know, this podcast, Madame for Experience with Osebai, the podcast is 1 year old. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Okay, people, yes, that's right. This podcast, My Dance for Experience with Osebai, is 1 year. 1 year of steady bringing you downfall gist, not just any out gist, premium experiences, premium bass bills, premium bands that we've been giving you back to back. I mean, every episode has been a hit back to back. You agree with me on that, yes? Yes or yes? You've got no option. You have to agree. It's a yes. Okay, so that's why I'm in this hyper mode today. Ah, good. Ah, kini mo wa fe fun yin bayo. All right, guys, let me get myself together. Okay, we are still doing this podcasting today, even though it's our anniversary. We are still doing this podcasting today, but you know, Osebai, we always bring you different aspects to the show, so you are already wondering what we are going to be doing for today. Unfortunately, our guest was not able to make it for today. We were supposed to have a guest on the show today, but some things came up and our guest was not able to make it yet. He apologizes though. He apologizes for the absence. You know, he really wanted to be here, but some things had to come up for him to miss the show today. Well, I'm not angry, so please, guys, don't be angry. Yeah, don't be angry. The show is still going on. We are here to discuss downfall gist. In my bid to spice up this episode, you know, being an anniversary episode, I'll be answering some questions now. It's like Council of Elders. You know, I have Council of Elders, I have Board of Directors, Accurate Timekeeper, Co-Debaters. No, sorry, Co-Podcasters. So, I have all those people. I want to lie. Every sha, they know their self. Some people, they want to be kept anonymous, so we cannot use all our mouths to say all their names finish. We cannot see everything finish, but they know them intact. And even our NERTW, our Yagbogbo, our Yati Bebe, Baba Ewewo, everybody sha, they know each other. So, to spice this episode up, so I'll be answering some questions that has been set up by these panelists that I've just mentioned. I'll be answering those questions and, you know, just sit back, relax. This today you are sitting back and you are relaxing. No fasting your seatbelt, no old something, no bass boost, because guess what, guys? We are on a boat cruise. We are on a boat cruise, sipping margarita, kbalutiti, atirita, girls in a yard, shaking bomb in a tongue, ball every day like I don't give a fuck. Okay, guys, back to the show. Back to this podcast. So I'll be answering these questions that have been set by my ogas at the top. First up is my favorite episode. Oh wow, that's a very tricky and hard question. My favorite episode. Am I supposed to have a favorite episode? Okay, let's see. I have a lot of favorite episodes. I mean, all the stories are bangers. No, they are not bangers, they are fireworks, because they light, they give light. After the story drops like this, it drops with waves, and you know, the ground will shake, everywhere will shake, doom, doom, doom. It's knockout. Every story has been a knockout. You know, it passed banger, except if it is like 20 sounds of banger. It cannot be 10 sounds, like 20, 25 sounds of banger. And I'm not sure if there is 20 sounds of banger, but it's a knockout. Shabangale Koba. So it's knockout. My favorite episode. Okay, I'm not allowed to say everything is my every episode has been my favorite episode. I'm allowed to choose. But I think I can choose more than one episode now. Okay, let's go. First on the list. In no particular order. It's definitely Game Day with Bobby. Oh my god. Like that day I lost it all. I was just laughing. Games Day with Bobby. Oh my god, if you've not listened to that episode, please listen to that episode. See, here's the good news. That episode will bring you out of depression. That thought that has been on your mind, that has been bothering you, that episode is the pill that will help you to take it away. That episode is the gospel. Game Day with Bobby. Oh my god, it's part one and two. It has two parts. It was so hilarious. You know, we were translating bus stops in Lagos. Like, we gave them English translations and we had to translate them back to their normal Yoruba names. And my dear, who? Just listen to that episode, please. Just listen to that episode. I love that episode so much. It was very hilarious and I just loved that. Bobby was on that episode with me. Shout out to Bobby anyway. Let me see. Another favorite episode that I have. Another favorite episode. I don't know which episode, which particular episode, but can I say like a story? I like this story where someone said like they were on the bus and, you know, after the bus moved out of the garage, the person was sitting like they were on the back seat and all of them on the back seat, they flew into the boot. That's the boot of the downfall. Oh my God, like I can't get enough of that story. Like they were on the seat though, normally, like normal garage. Now you go into the garage, you board your bus, you wait for the bus to get filled up before the bus moves, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe they have like collected their money and then before the bus moves it has to be filled up. So then the bus moves and then you now find out that the seat at the back is shaking, it's not even balanced. So the seat now jerked them into the boot, like they were in the boot live and direct, and they had to like stretch their hands forward to hold the rest arm of the seat in front of them. That's like the middle seat, like they had to hold it for support. Imagine being in that position. I remember saying it's like a ride Okada position. I mean, no, that story really threw me off. Yeah, so that story, for now I really can't place the episode, but please, if you've not heard of that story before, you can go through the episodes and listen to that story. That's my favorite story on that episode, and my favorite episode is Games Day with Bobby. Yes, 100. Alright guys, moving on, the next question, it says, my most frightening episode. Frightening. We didn't do horror film now. Frightening. Anybody horror? I don't know. Frightening. Okay. Yes, there was one story that frightened me. Like, I was baffled. I was horrified, actually. Now, it's this story about a guy that was on the bus. Fresh guy. Very clean guy that was on the bus. And then the woman that sat beside him spilled something smelly on him and he could not really place what the thing was. Like, the old bus was smelling and all of that. He could not even go to where he was going to. He had to like change, and he had this babe that was eyeing him on the bus already, you know. Then I found out that he has this offensive odor on him. Now that episode was frightening for me because he could not place whatever it was that was spilled on him. He had debates about it smelling like pomo, smelling like expired milk, like name anything very offensive. That would be my frightening episode, my frightening story rather. It's not a full episode, but it's a story on one of our episodes. Yes, one of our episodes. So if you've not heard of that story, if you really want to know what went down in the story, please go back, listen to that episode and hear the story. Maybe you can tell us what spilled on him was. Maybe you'll be able to detect it. Okay guys, moving on, the next one says, my most disturbing story. My most disturbing story. Okay, yes, there was this one too that was disturbing. Like, I could not fathom it. Now, this story where a lady was on the bus, then another passenger was dragging with the conductor. Maybe, I think there was tire at the middle or somewhere they were sitting, and then the other passenger was trying to correct them, like they shouldn't have put their tire there or something, like something. They should have had a conversation, like one other passenger on the bus and the conductor. They had this conversation that led to the conductor putting his hand through the window of the bus, because it was outside the bus, it was not inside the bus yet, like they were still calling passengers, they had not moved yet. Then he put his hand through the window and tried, and he was like going to punch the passenger. I think he actually did punch the passenger. But while his hand was coming back out, the hand came back out with this lady's wig. Wig that she wear on her head. Mind you, she's sitting on her own, deadly. You know, that's how you be sitting on stray bullets, we hit you. She's sitting on her own, deadly. Now you punch the person that you wanna punch. Why do you grab a wig? It is very, very disturbing and alarming. I think we should all think about it. Go back and listen to that episode. Very, very crucial. Very, very crucial. It's very disturbing to me till today. Anytime I remember that story, I always try to like picture it, like, how did he do it that he put his hand, and when the hand is coming back, he come back with the anti-wig. Do you want to go and sell it in Katangwane? Ha. Okay, let's move to the next question, please, because I'm beginning to feel disturbed right now. So the next question, guys, says, my most hilarious episode. Oh my god. Most hilarious. All right, let's see. Most hilarious episode. Okay, first off, episode has to be Games Day with Bobby. Yeah, it was very hilarious. Like, it was hilarious back to back, and it's still why it's one of my favorites till today. Yeah, most hilarious episode. And then most hilarious story. Let's see the most hilarious story. Most downfall stories are hilarious. Like, there's something hilarious about most downfall stories. There's a lot of things to question about downfall stories, but yeah, I think there was this one story that this passenger described the bus Korokpe. Yes, I remember. This passenger entered Korokpe and described it as a castle like Korokpe. That's, you reach home in peace. Thank God. But you even reach home in peace and not in pieces. Now, the Korokpe was moving small. The person described it as moving zzz, zzz. You know when you just, what's the name of that thing? Is it turtle or be something? You just basically and you just push it forward small. Like, you just blow small breeze. You know when you blow powder, it will not go far. It's just small that it will go. Ooh, small. Yes, now so they walk out from one point to their destination. The driver was now still telling them that he doesn't eat anybody on the road, though, except if somebody should eat him. That he doesn't eat anybody on the road. Please, Olga, who asked you a question? Who asked you to be telling a story that you don't eat somebody on, even with the condition of your motto? If you eat somebody, Oyinbo rekpete, you don't jam my cock, this is a good ass, kles, la joye, buluwa, gediye, uluwa, gedengen. I told you I'm a singer. Ha, emi lie, emi, dun. Okay, guys. Let's get to the next question. So the next question says, my most informative episode, it has to be the downfall survival kit episode. Yeah, I know a lot of people will be like expecting maybe the historical development or like the kinds of people, but no, my most informative is the downfall survival kit, because yo, we really need that kit. Like, every day, I feel like every day once you're going out and you know you're going to board a downfall bus, you just have to listen to that episode so you'll be sure that you have your kit intact, because you really need to survive. So you need that downfall survival kit. If you have not listened to that episode, please go back and listen to that episode. That is all you have to do to copy your kit. It's like your first aid kit. You know, you need to have first aid kit in your homes, have fire extinguishers in your cars. If you're going out and you're going aboard a downfall bus, any form of public transport, downfall, keke, BRTU, especially if you are going to areas like Oshodi, Ajegunle, Maitu, places like that, Sha, Ikorodu, Oga, please, you need your downfall survival kit. You just need to survive. So please go back, listen to that episode. If you've listened before and you've forgotten, you can always copy your kit. Yeah, you know, December is already coming. We are already copying tickets. Emma Binu, copy your kit rather. Yes, thanks. So go back, listen. It's there forever. It's there for you forever. In fact, premium. Once you pay once like this, you can use it anytime. Don't worry, your subscription didn't expire. You can use it anytime, forever and ever. Titi lai lai. Thanks. So moving on, guys. The next question says, my favorite guest, ha, Abba. Why you do me like this? Why now? Osaloba, who do me like this? So my favorite guest. Anyway, I think I've only had two guests on this show so far, season 1 and 2. I've only had two guests, and that's Adetona Gray on the Conductor episode. Yeah, how did I forget that episode? The Conductor episode. Yeah, that's Adetona Gray, which was my first guest. And then Bobby the hilarious fellow on Games Day with Bobby. So I cannot choose a favorite guest amongst the two of them. And I know people have been coming at me like it's only males that are guests on my show. Well, it's only the males that have been available. Ladies, please make yourself available. Please, I'm not a man that will toast you. So please make yourselves available so that you can be on my show. Don't be shy. Would love to hear your sweet, sweet voices, and I know you guys have extraordinary damn for just, yes. So out of those two, I cannot pick a favorite. They are both my favorites because yo, they both gbe mi debe, they both gbe mi travaye. Ah, that Conductor episode with Adetona Gray. If you have not listened to it, my guy go and see, babe. They now remove his wallet from his back pocket. He have to conduct korepe. Please go and find out how we did it in that episode. It's the Conductor episode. And then the other guest, Games Day with Bobby. You really, like, if you've not even listened to any episode, please, you see Games Day with Bobby, Conductor episode, Danfo Survivor Kit, don't miss it. Don't miss it. If you miss it, ha, Jesus Christ, on Judgment Day, we ask you, why do you miss it? Because I brought this good news to your fingertips. Yes, fingertips. So please, guys, don't miss it. Okay, guys. Well, news have it that we have come to the end of the question and answer session. But well, so fast, I thought we were going to ask my favorite listener too. I thought we were going to ask my favorite board of director too. I thought we were going to ask my most hilarious listener. They didn't ask me all those ones, so I will not answer them. But here's the good news, guys. You can also join in this question and answer session. Yes, I know that as I've been answering, so maybe you are also thinking about, oh, which one is my favorite episode, which one is my favorite story, my most dramatic story, my most annoying, you know, and all of that. And maybe I did not remember some episodes that I was supposed to mention, or I did not mention your favorite. You can join me in this question and answer session. All you have to do is give yours in the comment section. Lo baton. Give yours in the comment section. That's it. Simple. Others can get to see, and you know, if someone has not listened, they can go back to listen to find out why you picked that episode or that story to be your most whatever tag it has. Understood? Have we understood? Good. Now that you say yes, ma, good, we are good to go. Well, very well, thank you for listening to me up to this point on this anniversary episode, the episode that marks our 1 year anniversary. You know, when you give birth to child, you will go from different stages before you get to 1 year. From that baby infant stage, the child, we reach stage of sitting down, we reach stage of standing up, we reach stage of crawling, we reach stage of walking. It is much expected that when a child is about a year, the child is already taking like steps. Might not be perfect in walking, but at least can take a few steps before falling back to crawl. So we have come to that stage where we are taking steps. So you know, we are taking our steps, small, small, baby steps, small, small, but we're growing. Thanks be to God for that. And thanks to you guys that have always been supporting this community. Thank you guys so much. I love you all. Okay, some of you think I'm about to go, but no, I'm not signing out yet because I have to do some little launching. I have to do little drama, sha, as it is, little drama before I leave. Okay, yes, the gist, guys. So I'm going to be appreciating the brands that I have worked with over the year. Now, I am not the only one that has always made this possible. I have assisting aunts, I have helping aunts, you know. So I'm going to be appreciating all the people that have worked with me over the year. First of all, thanks to Baba God Almighty for putting the idea in my heart. Pay my child, this is your calling. Go multiply, replenish, downfall stories. Hallelujah, somebody. So first of all, we give thanks to Baba God in the highest of heavens that give me the idea, that give me the reasoning, the thinking, the creativity, the talent, the every. Thank you, Jesus. All glory, honor, and adoration be to your holy name. Hallelujah. I have dropped my offering in the offering box. You too can drop your offering in the offering box. Yes, thanks. Second of all, me, myself, Osebai, Uganfo driver, me, gun brand, fire brand, papa. Yes, I have to thank myself for being the host, for being the producer, for being the publisher, for being the creative director, for... God, are you feeling me? I mean, I can't tell. Oh my God. Osebai, for even being your favorite Danfo driver, papa. KPK. Emi Osebai. Okay, people. That's it though. That's me, Osebai, the brand, the first brand to be thankful for. Because if Osebai is not the creative director and the producer of this, you will not have Danfo Gist. So I just want to say thank you to myself for not giving up, for always doing this, for continuing to do this, for putting my all in this. I'm just saying thank you to myself for always wanting to make sure that Danfo stories get to me and I get to share it and other people can, you know, laugh. Sometimes when we are in the middle of all of these experiences, we might not be able to calm down and actually laugh about it and see different sides to it. But when it is on this show, on this podcast, you know, we always laugh about everything. And now that's the first goal, to first of all laugh about it. Laugh it off before we discuss the various sides to it. So I'm saying thank you to Osebai, the brand, Osebai Name. Thank you for being the host of this show. Yeah, so next up, the brand that we will be thanking for working with us over the year is the Jason Black brand. Yes, thank you so much, Jason Black. Oh my God, I can't say, I really want to say much about this brand, but then Jason Black is like my sound engineer. Also doubles as like the producer, because of course if there's no sound engineer, if there's nobody to like edit, you know, put all of the sounds together, all of the jingles and everything together to make it one, to make it all, I mean, we cannot be listening to the podcast in shambles. So it's like Jason Black is the guy. He's the guy behind the brand. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jason. Thank you for always following every of my instructions and for not getting tired. Oh my God, guys, see when I give this guy instructions, like my messages can be, I can send like 25 messages after recording and sending, and I've sent it to him and then I have instructions. Don't do this, don't put that, use this particular jingle, nah, don't do, and everything is always okay, ma. Yes, ma. He'll ask a few questions to be sure he has got it right and then he'll get back to me. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for not even getting tired of me. Ha! This small girl with the little, be the little thing that we are using to support each other. Thank you very much. Now, if you have anything to do with your sound, you need to produce your sound, you need to mix your sound, you need to clean your sound, you need to edit things like this, voiceovers, podcasts, even your music. Yes, your music, because it's actually a music brand. He's a talent manager. Yes, Jason Black is a talent manager. So if you have anything that you want to do, Jason Black is the guy. You can follow him on Instagram at Jason Black. Jason Black is spelled JaysanBlvck. His black is not black. The A in his black is upside down. I don't know why, but it's upside down. So, but he himself is not upside down. Shao is not upside down, but it's just the A in his black that is upside down. So, JaysanBlvck. Yes, that's the name. Jason Black, my guy. I love you. All right, our next brand has to be Olamilekan Creative. Oh my God, this guy is very good. He is very good. Like, he's my designer. Did I just say designer? Hey, Ibadan people, they followed me to Lagos. Okay, guys, Olamilekan Creative. Yes, he's the guy for your designs. Oh, your even especially motion design. See that motion design? Oh God, it's Abiam. He was born for it. It's Abinibi. It's not ability. Okay, it's Abinibi plus ability. Yes, he was made for it. Olamilekan Creative. And yes, he's the guest that was supposed to be on the show today but could not make it for the show today because he had other engagements to attend to, you know, the also here and there. Asha Jeon, that's why we are not angry at him. When he go, he come back, he will bring food for us, he bring money for food for us, he bring something to the table. Yes, hello, you that you're listening, what are you bringing to the table? So please don't be angry at him for not being able to make it to the show. Olamilekan Creative, he made that motion design for us, and yo, I love it. Thank you very much. You guys can also follow him on Instagram and hit him up for your graphic designs, for your motion designs, what have you. He is known as olamilekan.creative on Instagram. Please follow his Instagram handle and give him jobs so that we can meet. Thank you. Our next brand is Seal Designs. Yes, Seal as in C-I-L. Seal Designs. Seal Designs is one of our graphic designers. Yes, Seal Designs is actually the designer, the graphic designer that made this particular design that we are using for season 2. Yes, he's the one that made these designs and these designs. I love them. Yes, he made the black and the white design. Yes. So thank you very much, Seal Designs, for working with Osebayi. Thank you for contributing your quota to the growth and development of this podcast. I love you all so much. Yeah, Seal Designs is on Instagram at Seal Designs, CIL_designs. Yes, thank you. So you can follow him up also and hit him up for your graphic design jobs, your graphic design gigs, and what have you. So these are the brands that I have worked with over the year, but there is one very special brand that I have not yet mentioned. You know, you leave the best for the last. This particular brand, without this brand is the backbone of Osebayi Name. This brand is the backbone of my Danfo experience with Osebayi the podcast, and this brand is no other brand than you guys, my listeners. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much. Oh my God, I'm supposed to like do a drum roll for you guys right now. Do a drum roll, do trumpets, do all the paparazzi, all the Navy men, all the Air Force, everybody. Like, we should do national salute for you guys because no, you bomb. No, give it up for the passengers of Osebayi Name. You guys bomb. You guys always make my day. You always make my night. Always sliding into my DMs, telling me what you feel about the episode, even giving me suggestions on where I can grow and all of that. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being there. Some people have even been there from day one, from the first episode down to this, anniversary episode. Some people have even become stakeholders in this experience podcast. How about not too much? Siri Bosa for you guys. Okay now, Bosa. Ah, I want him. Kinmafe fun yin bayi. Okay guys, thank you guys so much for always doing this with me. Thank you for always listening to me. Thank you for always sharing. Thank you for always giving your views about this episode. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that this podcast is 1 year and like we are already in like season 2. Yo! 2 seasons in a year. Wow, boo! Ah! No, I really want to shout and I really want to scream, but we'll do that in the after party. Yes, in the after party we'll do that. So thank you very much guys for being with me. Thank you for always listening to my podcast. Thank you for even being there to celebrate my first year anniversary. I am so happy guys. I'm so glad. All right guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. We have come to the end of our boat cruise. I hope you enjoyed the sight, though. The sight and view of the water, you know, the wave, the sound of the wave, the way the water is moving, the way our boat is moving. We did not speed too much because I told Aye captain to take it slow, you know, steady and slow wins the race. I'll be slow and steady wins the race, Denny. So Aye captain is there just turning that thing small. You know, and we are having our own downfall boat cruise. Okay guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. As usual, just keep listening, keep sharing, always like, comment, share your views, subscribe to this channel, rate the show, subscribe to my podcast. Thank you. And a channel too now, Abby. Channel downfall. Subscribe to this channel, rate the show, you know, everything you can do, everything you've always been doing and everything you will continue to do. Thank you for always doing this with me. Asebayi, your favorite Danfo driver, loves you all. Now, I see you next weekend, guys. I'll be here with more Danfo gist. Do enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye for now.